This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The euro is down 0.4% to the dollar at 109.5, and in Paris, the key stock index is down 0.9%. Analysts say built into these prices today may be a recognition that the next president of France, Emmanuel Macron, faces daunting challenges despite his resounding win at the polls on Sunday. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been covering the French election for us. Morning, Stephen.
Hello, David.
So there's an argument here that the forces of globalization have won here in France?
Well, yes and no. I mean, this was undoubtedly a decisive win for Emmanuel Macron, an extraordinary achievement, had never been elected for public office before. But it may have been actually more an overwhelming rejection of Le Pen than an overwhelming endorsement of Macron and his pro-globalization policies. It's worth remembering that in the first round of the election, okay, he won it, but only about 25% of the voters supported his pro-globalization visions.
Now, what happens next? Just looking at the dollar-euro, one might have expected the euro to rise today. That is not happening this morning. That may be a recognition that France has a lot to sort out.
Well, I think also it's the bounce in the euro happened after the first round. It was pretty much a foregone conclusion then that Macron would win the second round. But indeed, there is in financial markets a realization that he needs a majority in the legislative elections next month, or at least form a viable coalition if he's not to become a lame duck president. And he's going to face an uphill struggle to be able to implement some of the reforms, particularly the labor market reforms that he's been promising.
The labor market reforms. This is making France's labor market, quote, more flexible, as they like to say.
Yes, very much so. Making it easier to hire and fire. In fact, when he was economy minister, he did attempt labor market reform and it caused huge turmoil. The unions erupted and the whole measure had to be hugely watered down.
And at age 39, Macron is the youngest French president since?
Napoleon, indeed.
From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Thank you.
Thank you, David.